Now onto our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give me the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Adam Felber and Tom Beaudet each has 3 points. Roxanne Roberts has 2.
All right, Roxanne, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. A Tennessee hospital confirmed rumors that Apple founder blank had gotten a liver transplant there.
Steve Jobs.
Right. Investigators believe that a failure of the automated computer system may have led to the fatal metro crash in blank.
In Washington, D.C.
Right. After being held by the Taliban for 7 months, a reporter for the blank escaped unharmed.
The New York Times.
Right. President Nicolas Sarkozy announced that France is considering a ban on blanks because they are degrading to women.
Burkas.
Right. A Sam's Club in Maryland apologized for promoting its pharmacy by blanking.
By Twittering.
No, by giving kids prescription pill bottles filled with candy. On their show Monday night, TLC's John and Kate announced that they were blanking.
They were splitting up.
They were getting divorced. This week, Simon & Schuster announced that they'll be publishing the memoir of former Vice President blank.
Dick Cheney.
Yes, UK jewel thieves were busted after a heist when their getaway driver blanked.
When he forgot to bring the car.
When he refused to break the speed limit. The thieves had almost $120,000 worth of gems in their stolen Alfa Romeo, with squad cars and police helicopters hot on their trail. But a school zone is a school zone. Getaway driver Neil Murray conscientiously took his foot off the gas pedal every time they went through a slow zone, and they were caught. Carl, how did Roxanne do in her quiz?
Roxanne had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points.
All right, very well done. We flip the coin. Adam is elected to go next. Here you go. Fill in the blank. International superstar and the king of pop, blank, died at the age of 50 on Thursday.
Michael Jackson.
Right. As tensions between the countries escalated, blank threatened to wipe out the U.S. once and for all.
North Korea.
Right. On Thursday, blank denied he had made threats to Bank of America.
Dick Cheney.
Ben Bernanke.
Oh, yeah.
After a long battle with cancer, Charlie's Angel star blank died at age 62.
Farrah Fawcett.
Right. Norwegian customs officials on a train were surprised when they discovered a blank had been checked as luggage.
Giant sea turtle.
Live alligator. Best known as Johnny Carson's sidekick for 30 years, blank died at age 86.
Ed McMahon.
Right. The Academy Awards announced it would be doubling the number of blanks at next year's Oscars.
Best picture.
Right. Best picture nominees. A new study from the University of Waterloo has found that making positive affirmations to boost your self-esteem actually blanks.
Lowers your self-esteem.
Exactly right. 68 people were asked to repeat positive phrases to themselves. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And I take orders from social scientists. Their self-esteem did not improve, and in some cases actually got worse. Psychologists now suggest that you tell yourself horrible things. I'm worthless, I'm a good for nothing, in the hope that since you believe yourself to be an idiot, you'll disagree.
Yeah, if I'm telling myself I'm great, I must be missing something.
Exactly. What would I know about me?
Yeah. That's when you need the chicken. Right there.
Yeah.
That's when you need the chicken could become another catchphrase. He was off hiking the Appalachian Trail, and that's when he needed the chicken. Carl, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Adam had 6 correct answers, 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Adam has the lead.
Well done. All right. How many, then, does Tom need to take it from him?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, here we go, Tom. This is for the game. The death of Nida Aga Sultan made her a symbol for the protesters in blank.
Iran.
Right. The Senate Finance Committee chairman announced Thursday that his committee had come up with a $1 trillion blank plan.
Healthcare plan.
Right. On Monday, President Obama signed tough new anti-blanking legislation.
Smoking.
Right. A U.S. diplomat was allowed to meet with 2 journalists imprisoned in blank this week.
North Korea.
Right. A company in Switzerland is advertising aerial tram tours by promising that tourists can see mountain goats, eagles, and even a few blank.
Nude hikers.
Right. After 3 weeks on the show, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, the wife of blank was finally voted off.
What's his name? Blagojevich.
Right. Headline writers could not resist invoking Simon and Garfunkel in news stories about Kodak's plan to discontinue blank.
Kodachrome.
Right. Officials in Australia say that mysterious crop circles spotted recently may be caused by blank.
Aliens.
No. stoned wallabies. According to Tasmania's Attorney General, we have a problem with wallabies entering poppy fields, getting as high as a kite and going around in circles. Then they crash. Unquote. The Tasmanian government immediately took action. They adopted a new resolution that severely restricts wallaby access to Cheech and Chong movies. Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
Well, he needed at least 7 to win outright, and Tom had 7 correct.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. With 17 points,
what
Tom
a performance.
Is this week's champion.
What a performance.
Thank you.
Man, you sprinted the Appalachian Trail, you know what I mean?